So you make the transition volleyball to basketball. Any concept from one sport to another that that stays with you?
Not really. I mean, you go from being in volleyball shape to basketball shape, and that is completely different. I mean, you go from not running to running a 4.8, 16.8, 4, and you die.
The experience factor is really going to be big with this team this year. How much does that help you to know that you know you played with these girls for so long that it's only another year and you've already built on a level of success from last year?
Yeah, well, I came here my sophomore year, and I started playing with a lot of these girls. Two other girls came their sophomore year, so we've been playing together, and I'm looking forward to a successful year this year. So it's pretty good.
What can you do more this year? How can you raise that level of play?
You know, we all played summer ball this year, so we got the more experience at a higher level, so I think that will help a lot. Hopefully to beat South this year if we play them, since May's dropped down to 5A, so I'm looking forward to it.
How much does that help you getting those reps in the summer when not everybody's got the magnified eye on you?
Yeah, well, you're playing like amazing girls that are going D1 and stuff, so it gets you this look at a different game of basketball from playing, going from 6A to playing these girls from Texas that are planning on going D1, and it makes you a completely different basketball player overall. So
it seems like everybody's so excited to begin. How do you keep the lid on a level of excitement?
Yeah, I know. I hope we start out the season well. If we start out bad, I hope it gets better, but if we start out good, I think we're going to keep going on from there, so I don't think it will get any worse from there.